What's up, everybody? It's Iman from the Junkin' Newtons group, and I'm responding in reference to the critical thinking and opinion article that I found very interesting because I really thought to myself, like, okay, maybe I do have an opinion, maybe I don't, but what can you actually declare an opinion when all an opinion is something that's based off of facts and belief? And it's interesting because I don't think I have an opinion on certain issues anymore. I just know that I think something. I can't necessarily conclude that it is an opinion. But it's interesting because once you tie that all together, then that's when you use your critical thinking skills. And critical thinking is important in reference to the problem solving method, because you can't move up without the basics. And physics happens to be the foundation, and critical thinking is the foundation of learning. And critical thinking does assist you in the problem solving method. Once you break down a problem, you can take on anything. And with the critical thinking and problem solving method, you can approach it differently and you can solve things. And when you're trained using the physics problem solving method, you're most likely to get a more accurate solution. I noticed that, you know, once I do problems and I use the problem solving method to do that, I find that my answers are more accurate. I think more accurately. I think, you know, higher than a regular quote-unquote person, you know what I mean? You think more successfully, and you do produce more successful people because there's less ambiguity when you know exactly what you're doing. And once again, you know, physics is the foundation for any problem because you can help benefit in any problem, big or small, once you know exactly what you're doing. And for a personal reference, it does help me every day in my problems because, you know, it helps me to think critically more. Helps me to think more outside the box rather than just, okay, so I know the answer, wow, you know. But it helps me to think in a different way of how I can solve it differently and how I can use, you know, my more complex skills to solve anything that's presented to me. And I do look at problems different now with a different approach, like, okay, what is my opinion? You know, how does this affect me critically? And, you know, what techniques I can learn and what have I learned to solve these problems? Not necessarily book problems, but just problems, period. So hopefully you guys enjoyed it, and I will see you around.